With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Gerd Vuusteman, who is Executive Director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here to talk about an amazing, in Lee's words, cornucopia of events taking place this holiday season at the ACA. This evening, Lil Band of Gold will be there for Louisiana Crossroads and the Swamp Pop Christmas pageant. So I know you all are so happy that they're coming. I was there earlier today and people were getting ready for the pageant, and it's just very exciting. And I know that anyone who listened into Cecil's program yesterday had a treat listening to Cece Adcock, and they talked about the band and the concert. So a really wonderful event that you all are having there.
You know, we're really excited. This is the second year we're doing this this Christmas pageant with a little band, and after last year we felt that we might want to make this sort of an annual tradition, because it was such a great way to celebrate the holidays, but in particular to celebrate it really Southwest Louisiana style. I mean, I think there are few things that resonate as strongly with us down here as this swamp pop culture, which is really unique. And tell you what, the first time I heard, I think it was Warren Strom belting out Hard Candy Christmas, I thought, my definition of swamp pop just sort of was reinvented. It was an extraordinary thing.
Your definition of Christmas was probably reinvented.
Definitely reinvented, no doubt. This is a far cry from Germans, Silent Night and whatever. It was an extraordinarily fun show last year, so we want to have those guys back. They were really excited about doing it again, and we're redecorating the ACA, so there will be the entire stage will be in holiday spirit, and of course we have food outside, so it's a real warm and fuzzy kind of way to celebrate Christmas South Louisiana style.
Right. And, you know, since Thanksgiving was early this year, I think a lot of people are just, they've had that little rest, you know, and now they're really eager to celebrate and give themselves over to Christmas. So this is a really nice event to add to that mix.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's from a personal perspective, last year, I remember Christmas did not hit me until we had Little Band with her Christmas show at ACA. You know, we're really busy throughout the year, and typically the fall is an extremely busy season for us. So all of a sudden, the holidays are upon you. And after Thanksgiving, I still wasn't quite in the spirit. But all of a sudden, when these guys, I mean, you know, we're talking Steve Riley, Dave Egan, Warren Storm, Cece Adcock, the rest of the gang, Dickie Landry on sax. It's an extraordinarily a wonderful, you know, as you said, cornucopia of musicians there on stage, drawing from this great, rich tradition of Louisiana music, and doing covers of all kinds of things, from Christmas carols, from traditional songs, to any kind of rock and pop Christmas tunes that they incorporate in this program. I have to say, I was moved to tears almost, and in the best possible way. And it was funny as hell, of course, because these guys really know how to have a good time on stage.
So tears, laughter, they run the gamut of emotions during this concert.
The whole thing.
And just mentioning the names of the musicians, we know them in so many different groups. We know how talented they are. It's like a distillation of some of the best talent in South Louisiana who are giving their hearts to this music that they have a passion for.
They certainly did. And, you know, first of all, it's extraordinary that these guys find a way to come together periodically to play together. Of course, I think one of the key factors in Little Band is a very loose band. I mean, we're not talking about something that's like rehearsed to a point. It's something that sort of evolves the course of the evening, and there's a lot of very spontaneous interaction between the musicians. But they're all incredibly good musicians, so they can do this. And then you have throw all-stars like Tommy McLean, who, you know, I think he's up there in his 80s by now, and he still belts it out with the best of them. And I remember last year, one of the wonderful sidelines, and that illustrates perhaps why it resonated with me so much, because, as you know, I'm not from here. We had, by coincidence, a German radio journalist who runs sort of an NPR affiliate in Germany, happened to be in Lafayette looking for stories about Zydeco that he wrote for a magazine. He was here doing the Little Band shows. We brought him in there, and actually he interviewed a number of the players. And he told me, he said, Gerd, you couldn't invent these folks, because, I mean, you couldn't dream up characters like this. And when they started playing, it really permeated everything. And it was such a wonderful thing, because they were really unique, not just great musicians, but really unique individuals with a unique story to tell. And I think that's what makes this show so special, what makes this band so special.
Right. Well, and you mentioned Tommy McLean, how old he is. And, of course, we hope he's around for many, many, many more years. Warren Storm is getting older as well. And we know many musicians, we would give a lot to hear right now. Just think if somebody said, you know, you could go and hear Clifton Chenier right now. Yeah. you wish you had gone more often to hear people who are not with us anymore. And this gives us an opportunity to hear these talented musicians who started their careers back in the 50s and have been playing this music, developing this music, and they're known all over the world, but they're here in our community, and we have to remind ourselves not to take them for granted.
Well, you know, Herman Fuseli just wrote an article in the Times today about this show, and he said exactly that. He said, you know, he's a group of people that travel to New Zealand, Australia, where they're revered, and we do take them for granted because, I mean, they're part of our community and they're local players. They play in a lot of other bands. We see them in all kinds of iterations. And so I think you're right. We sometimes forget that, you know, there may come a time when we say, when we wish we could have said, you know, I've seen Tommy McLean perform in this venue and such. I think you're absolutely right. It's something that it makes it great to live here, but it sometimes becomes a liability for us because we do take people for granted.
Right. Or else I'm sure many of our listeners have had the experience of saying, oh, yeah, I went to hear Tommy McLean when I was a teenager, you know, or I heard Warren Storm. Well, that's not enough.
It's true.
Never enough.
And, you know, in this configuration, I think these guys really are at their absolute best. I mean, they really play off of each other wonderfully. We've seen this last year. They inspire each other to be very, very funny. They're these great spontaneous interactions. And, again, they're stepping out of their normal environment by doing these musics, these Christmas songs and musical things that they normally wouldn't touch. And I think in many ways it brings out the best in them. I mean, it really is. And really, if the Christmas spirit is not upon you right now, this show will get you there. I promise you that.
Yeah. If you are tuning in, my guest is Gerd Wüstemann, director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, talking about the annual Swamp Pop Christmas pageant that will take place tonight and tomorrow night. I know that they were in Lake Charles last night, and I think they had a great time there. KRVS will be carrying the concert live on Friday, so if you have friends who live someplace else and just can't make it into town from Alaska or wherever they're living, they can listen to it on KRVS on Friday evening. But you still do have a few tickets left.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We have a few tickets for tonight. Tomorrow night is almost full. So if you decide to go, I would jump on it right away because both nights are almost filled. And we will have two sold-out houses, I'm sure. And you mentioned the broadcast. Of course, we're thrilled that KRVS came on board. And this is a wonderful partnership. We often broadcast from Lake Charles. In this case, we're bringing Lee Kleinpeter into the venue. He's going to be the moderator on air for the evening. We did this last year as a first-time model. And it was just a wonderful thing. So really excited about KRVS being our partner in this, and tomorrow night should be wonderful. Hopefully you can make it to the venue. If not, tune into 88.7.
That's right. Or again, just tell people, you know, friends and family who are living elsewhere, that they can enjoy this Louisiana Swamp Pop Christmas concert on KRVS as well. Do people buy tickets by calling the ACA or going online? Which is,
you can do both. If you go online to acadianacenterforthearts.org, go to our ticket purchase seating chart. You can pick your own seats, whatever's left in the house, and again, I recommend you jump on it quickly. You can call us at 233-7060 and we'll try to take care of it that way, or just walk up. But again, I anticipate that we're going to be sold out for both nights, so do it quickly.
All right, and as you're always saying, there's not a bad seat in the house.
There really isn't.
No.
There really isn't.
Especially with that music. So, Swamp Pop Christmas tonight and tomorrow evening, but you've got a busy weekend as well. It's second Saturday Art Walk on Saturday, and you have the Metropolitan Opera on Saturday morning.
Saturday at noon, we have a wonderful broadcast of another opera, and then we're basically transitioning straight into our art walk that afternoon. We have some special surprises for art walk in store as well, something very much in the holiday spirit, and we'll treat people to some free performers in the theater as well that night, community at the center, some kids activities and so forth. So we have a lot of things going on. Of course, in the vault currently, the Louisiana Crafts Guild artist is Deborah Simmerall. She has these wonderful silk scarves and pieces that you can buy that make great Christmas presents. So I recommend everybody come out and celebrate this community through visual arts on Saturday evening. Art walk, of course, downtown wide from 6 to 9. It's going to be a wonderful thing.
All right. And the opera on Saturday, I think, is a Verdi opera.
We have, that's right. We have Verdi Ballo in Maschera, the masked ball. It's a wonderful piece. Very entertaining, very fun, kind of goes with the season a little bit. And if you've never seen our HD broadcast, these are live broadcasts from the Metropolitan in New York via satellite. The you couldn't buy a seat in that house that gets you as close to performers. I don't know how they do this production, but you literally are in the singers' faces. You see these gorgeous costumes and stagings. Of course, the finest singers in the world and arguably the best opera orchestra in the world performing in high-definition visuals and, of course, in our wonderful sound system. It's a great fun thing to do.
It sounds as Christmassy as a Swamp Pop Christmas.
No doubt. Different genres, same
that's
thing.
Right, exactly. So that's the Met Opera in HD at the ACA this Saturday. And you're carrying the entire season, I believe, of
their
HD
performances. Yeah, we're carrying 14 shows this year, most of which are on a Saturday. On a couple of occasions, we shift to Sunday because we're not accessible on Saturdays because of Mardi Gras or whatever. And we then do an encore presentation Sunday that is from the previous day. And it's a wonderful season. Again, even if you've never seen an opera, it's a great way. It's very, very low ticket price. You don't have to fly to New York, but you get the best of all worlds. You get to stay home, you get the seat and the comfort of our wonderful theater, but with really the best performers in the world. It's a great way to get your feet wet with opera and check it out if you always wanted to find out what this thing is all about.
It's amazing just taking the kind of cultural temperature of what you've been talking about, Gerd, from opera to swamp pop to theater to children's performances to visual arts. It sounds like you have it all there.
We do it all, and you know, it makes our life very complicated sometimes, and I want to say that the staff at ACA is really an extraordinary group of people that are as dedicated to this as you can ever imagine and work really nonstop to bring great arts and education activities to this community. And I certainly would be lost without them. It's a very complicated life we live, but it's also incredibly rewarding because I feel that we really can afford this community a whole new level of culture in all these very diverse spectrums, as you said, from children's performances and arts education activities in schools to jazz, opera broadcasts, swamp pop, Louisiana Crossroads, and star performers. In January, we have back-to-back Los Lobos and Travis Tritt in a little 300-seat theater in Lafayette, Louisiana. Who would have thought?
That's right, and we have the opportunity to see it all. In just a little while, we're going to be welcoming the curator at the ACA, one of the curators, Mary Bate, who will be coming with Giuliano Cesari, whose collection is in the main gallery. And I'm going to ask you just to say a bit about your reaction to that exhibit. We'll be talking with him about some of the pieces, but what has been your response to that exhibit?
Yeah, of course, first of all, I'm very proud. We have this wonderful two-person curator team, Brian Guidry and Mary Bate. They're both fantastic artists in their own right, but I think they have an incredible eye in terms of how to hang a show, because that is an art form in itself, really. You can make a great set of pieces look very poorly if you don't know how to hang them. But they also have this extraordinary ability to work with artists or, in this case, collectors, to go over the body of work and really cull it and reorganize it so that it makes for a great show, which is really a skill in itself as well. First, when they came to me with this concept, I wasn't sure, because what we have right now, it's really drawings from the 16th century all the way to contemporary works. It's a bit out of the norm for us. We typically focus on local or regional work that is very contemporary. But then I thought, you know, the great story here is it's a community story, once again, because he is an extraordinary gentleman, not a rich person, but who has this wonderful passion for collecting fine artworks. And obviously he has an incredible talent to snoop out what's high quality. And so throughout his life, he's been able to purchase and perhaps sell at a margin and then purchase more art and amass this extraordinary collection of pieces that are all very personal. They obviously speak to him for a reason. And if you walk through the gallery, you'll see there is a thread. It's hard to define, but there is a distinct thread of what these pieces have in common. And we have, I think, 286 works hanging in the gallery right now. We hung some of it salon style, which is a bit unusual for us as well, but we have a whole wall with things hung in clusters. And it really works beautifully, and it's one of these community stories to celebrate. Somebody who has lived here, who's from Italy, has lived here most of his life, and has this extraordinary passion and wants to inspire others to do the same and collect art. And of course, those of us in the arts business, that's what we want. We want more audiences. We want more people to buy art and collect art and be passionate about it so we can feed our artists.
Well, and one thing I noticed with the collection when I saw it was not only do you have amazing drawings from, I think they go to the 15th century, actually, some of the drawings, but you've got pieces from very contemporary drawings by people from this community from within the last 20 years that Giuliano collected, that his eye saw as wonderful as a 15th century Italian drawing.
You're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, we have a couple of Tom Sechrest pieces hanging next to, I think in line with a drawing by Degas, mm-hmm. next to a 14th or 15th century piece. And when you see the lineage of how these works connect, but when you also see the quality of a local artist like Tom Sechrest next to these extraordinary and revered pieces, mm-hmm. I think it enlightens you in a whole different way about really, you know, what an extraordinary community we live in, because we have visual artists here that really can stand up with the greats.
Mm-hmm. And Giuliano had just a wonderful eye for collecting those, and your curators as well, as you mentioned, that is an art form to put them together. And there's just this seamless presentation of art from so many different centuries. They're really very wonderful curators. That's Brian Guidry and Mary Bate. So Mary Bate will be coming with Giuliano a little bit later on, and we'll talk with him about some of the pieces that he collected. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Gerd Wüstemann, Executive Director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here talking about a variety of activities and performances going on at the ACA. You can find out about all of them at the website. Mm-hmm. I believe you have a Facebook page people can sign up for. And
we do. You can find us on Facebook as Acadiana Center for the Arts now. You can go to our website, acadiacenterforthearts.org. You get lots of information about everything coming up, and we'll be happy to mail you one of our program pieces. We have this beautiful 40-page or so program book that outlines the, I think, 140 performances we have this season at ACA.
Something nice to put in someone's Christmas stocking, too, this little brochure. It's
good
just
idea.
Beautiful.
And, of course, you know, tickets for shows in the spring make great Christmas presents.
You can attach those.
Memberships are always a popular thing. And, of course, as the year comes to a close, we should say both for KVS and for ACA, you have a choice out there, you listeners. You can give your money, your hard-earned dollars, to the tax man, or you can give it to us and write it off your taxes. And yes, I think that's a good choice.
Certainly something we're encouraging our listeners to do as well. And I guess the other thing about memberships, too, that always strikes me, you get to go again and again. Mm-hmm. Like so many exhibits that you have at the ACA, you don't want to just see one time. You want to go back and spend time with it.
No doubt. I think a membership really is a smart choice because it pays for itself. And then some, because you get to see shows over and over if you choose to do so. Mm-hmm. Also, you get discounts on ticket prices. You often get access to tickets before everybody else. But what is good about it for us, and I'm sure the same is true for KVS, it puts some dollars in at the beginning of our year in our pockets that we can budget with. Mm-hmm. And for organizations like us that have a significant amount of overhead, it's really important that we can do that. You know, I often say that all of this community work together to create ACA, to build ACA. We all enjoy what it does, and certainly the same is true for KRVS. As you know, this is the station I listen to day in, day out. But I think it also is up to the entire community together to support us as local entities.
Well, thanks for that fundraising pitch for KRVS and for all the arts as well. If you would like more information about either KRVS or the ACA, you can find us on our websites or our Facebook pages, and certainly ticket information for these many events Gerd has been talking about, that's available at the website also. Well, Gerd, thank you so much for what you do over there, and we're all looking forward to feeling Christmassy either tonight or tomorrow evening. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Happy Christmas.